71. Hello. Who is this? Kate is a persistent suitor for almost a year. His name is John. John always buys Kate a cup of coffee at the canteen every day. Kate doesn't like John. He's too talkative and cheesy. She doesn't directly turn down John. She sometimes just gives him false hopes. One day Kate's friend asked her, "Aren't you going to accept John yet?" Kate replied, "I doubt it. I like her as a friend. Nothing more." John overheard their conversation and decided to finally step back. Kate felt awkward not seeing John around. No one buys her a cup of coffee anymore. For the first time in a long time, she bought coffee for herself. While staring at her drink, she realizes she misses John. She decided to check up on him and give him a call. The phone rang. Kate hesitated and was about to end the call until a female voice answered. "Hello. Who is this?" 72. Passchendaele. Passchendaele is a small city in Haiti. There, people live an ordinary life, and they enjoy all simple pleasures. Nadj, a young boy who lives with his grandmother, hates being in Passchendaele. He dislikes the dullness of daily life routines. But despite his hate, he does not show it to his grandma. He loves his grandmother and that she is the only reason he is staying. One afternoon, while Nadj finishes assisting his grandmother to bed, he feels the floor move. At first, he thinks it is his mind playing games. Eventually, somebody shouts, "Earthquake!" Nadj is frozen in shock. He can't believe it's happening again. He wakes his grandmother up, and they hurry out of the home. A few moments later, they witness their house crumble down as the earthquake continues. Nadj wishes he and his grandmother had been born someplace else. 73. Perfect day for flying. The sky looked great, and air temperature was fair. It surely was the perfect day for flying. Gerald was the pilot for the day's flight. He had geared planes to different countries. He was able to manage one in both normal and harsh weather conditions. Gerald got into his controls and checked their status. Everything looked like it's in place, and no problems occurred. Gerald took off. He was pleased with the smooth process. It was going to be a normal day. After the first few hours, an alarm went on. There had been a sudden malfunction on the engines. Gerald knew the plane was crashing. He tightened his grip and swerved the plane right on the spot of Hudson River. 74. Rachel's 10th birthday. Rachel was about to celebrate her 10th birthday. She wanted a carrot cake. But her younger sister wanted a strawberry cake. Her younger sister told their mom to buy a strawberry cake on Rachel's birthday. This made Rachel sad. Rachel did not tell her mom about it. She loved her younger sister so much. "Strawberry cake will be okay," Rachel said. Then, her birthday came. She wore a pink dress and a white pair of shoes. She was very beautiful. Her friends in the neighborhood came. Her classmates came too. Her cousins, uncles and aunties were there. They had birthday gifts for Rachel. But she was not so happy, because she wanted a carrot cake. They sang the birthday song to her. Then, father came from work. He brought her a carrot cake. Rachel had the happiest birthday. 75. Insect bite. Cynthia is a healthy child. She is active at school, and she participates in a lot of sports. Her eyes are bright and attentive. She is filled with great energy. Cynthia looks like she has never been sick in her life. One morning, Cynthia wakes up with a bump on her back. She first thinks there is something wrong with her bed. She inspects her covers but finds nothing. She begins to feel a pain at her back. So, she takes a look of herself on the mirror. She sees this tiny bump near her spine. She touches it, and it sends pain all throughout her body. Could this be a hernia? She asks herself. She and her mother go to a doctor right away. The doctor then declares that it is an insect bite. Cynthia has been bitten by a large bed bug in her sleep. 76. In the Great Palace of Menempis there lived Prince Miguel. He was the only son of King Stephen and Queen Penelope. He had everything he wanted. Whenever he wanted something, he could get it with just the snap of his fingers. To top that off, all of the kingdom and its riches were entitled to him. However, he was not yet the ruler. The prince longed for that day to come. One day at lunch, Prince Miguel ordered his favorite dish. The servant accidentally dropped the meal on his lap. Shocked and furious, Prince Miguel shouted at the server. His clumsiness would be punished, said the prince. He then ordered the server to eat what he just dropped. This incident made the entire kingdom question the manners and compassion of their future king. 77. Millionaire. Mario was orphaned when he was 7 years old. He lost his mother in childbirth, and his father was killed in an accident. Mario never knew his grandparents, aunts, and uncles. He had to strive to find food for himself. He tried washing cars for a living, but he was too short. He asked for money from passers-by, but he was often pushed away. He then decided to collect cans and get money from them. Every day, Mario aimed to gather 100 cans. If he did that, he was able to earn enough money to feed him 3 meals a day. He strived until he was able to go to school. His teachers helped him, and he was able to get a scholarship. With perseverance and hard work, he got to build his own business. Mario is now a millionaire who started out with bags of cans. 78. The day has come. Finally, the day has come. I have the exact amount I need after saving up for a month. I am Debbie, and I love online shopping. There is this pink bag that I have been saving up for. Too excited, I immediately ordered one and proceeded with the payment. It said that I should wait for 3 days or less. 3 days had passed, but I have not received my package yet. I am starting to worry. When I checked it online, it said it has been delivered and received. I was shocked. Where could it be? Minutes later, someone knocked on my door. It was my mother. Debbie, I believe this is yours. This was delivered earlier, and you were out for work. Here you go. Phew, thank you, Mom, I replied with a sigh of relief. At last, my package is here. 79. We will find him. Transportation Security Administration is the most trusted government organization people can go to when there are concerns pertaining to safety on public transportation. They have reliable workers, and they make sure to deliver the best and competent services. In their office, a middle-aged woman, Brittany, comes in. The attending staff welcomes her, and she makes a report about her missing child. Brittany has 8 young children, and they are all difficult to track. June, the youngest son, is accidentally left on the train they took an hour before. She admits being reckless and regrets for not paying too much attention. The woman is already crying hysterically. To soothe her, one officer said, "Don't worry, madam. We will find him." And that is all the assurance the woman wants to hear. 80. The Jenkins family. The Jenkins are a good-natured family. One day, Mr. Jenkins gets ill and passes away. Mrs. Jenkins is the only one left to support the family. Confused at first, she jumbles through her priorities. She strives to prepare meals for the kids on mornings and makes sure she gets to work on time. At night, she helps her kids with school projects, finishes other work matters, and puts her children to sleep. Mrs. Jenkins flawlessly performs this routine until her children grow up and become professionals. In most tales, heroes are often seen as fit, young people dressed in capes, shiny boots, and with cool weapons. But the hero in this story wears a business outfit during the day and an apron at night with only hard work and perseverance as her weapon.